Welcome to Moneyline. This is Matt McCall. Thanks for joining me here once again today. Today is a special show for us. As I roll in on 10,000 followers on Twitter, I have a special deal for everybody watching today. Also, gonna give away some good free stock ideas as well. It's a big, big show. It's a special show. It's a 10K show. All coming up right now on Moneyline.
The buck starts here. Moneyline with Matt McCall.
All right, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us on what we're calling our 10K special show. We're just a few followers away from 10,000 followers on Twitter. And I know that it's nothing close to the millions that the celebrities out there have. But, you know, you have to get to 10,000 before we get to 100,000, before we get to a million. So I like to mark some milestones along the way. The other big difference is we don't buy any of our followers. A lot of people, they pay companies to get more followers and they follow other people. These are true. Our community, I love our community, and it continues to grow. And our community on YouTube as well is right around 10,000. And you know, we had a video about a week and a half ago of over 23,000 views. So thank you so much for following us. Thank you for spreading the word. But we do have a very, very special offer for you. And I mentioned a couple times throughout the show, but my investment opportunities newsletter, which has multiple portfolios in it, from future of transportation to healthcare 2.0. We have a cannabis one in there. We have a 5G highway. We have a battery portfolio. I mean, sports gambling, you name it. We have so many different portfolios in there for you. You're going to get that, access to every single portfolio. Foldable phone portfolio, don't forget about that. That's been doing really well. Along with a monthly issue every month to put, I write it myself, about 15 to 20 pages a month, and then any alerts along the way. All of this for 1 year for $49 only. And the kicker is I'm also throwing in a $49 credit towards any other service that I sell, and we have several other services. So if you want to upgrade or buy something else in the future, you get another $49 coming on top of it. So basically, you're trying it for free almost. So if you want to access this, which I think you should, feel free to call our customer service line. We're going to have it open through the weekend. They're not around the weekend, but we're going to have it through Monday, I should say. Call them at 1-800-219-8592. That's 1-800-219-8952. You see the number in the spot on the screen. Or send us an email, too, and we'll get you all set up to feedback@investorplace.com. That's feedback@investorplace.com. Again, $49. And if you're already a member, even better. Just call our customer service. The head of our customer service is right out there right now. Call our customer service and they will take care of you. Tell them Matt sent you. Trust me, we've had a few people call already and we've taken care of them. It's great. So our customer service team usually is up on the third floor, but they're all working from home due to COVID. So they're sitting at home waiting for your calls. So again, thank you everybody for the follows and for creating a community. But I will tell you this, just like the roaring 2020s are just kicking off, what we're about to achieve here is just kicking off as well. I couldn't be more excited about what the future holds. I think we are going to upend the investment industry like nobody has ever done. I don't want to put names out there, but old Wall Street is dead. New Wall Street is here, and we're leading that charge for the average investor out there. Not the institutionals, not the investment banks, but the average investor out there. That is why we are here. So let's get into today's show. Let's take a look first at the market. Oh, you're looking at a crazy stock over here right now. Let's take a look at the market right now. We have the S&P 500 up about 4 points, 0.1%. At the high today, though, right now it is about 10 after 11 East Coast time on Thursday, and it is December 10th, to let you know what day it is that we're doing this. And, you know, we had a pullback yesterday, and a lot of people were freaking out. And, you know, the NASDAQ got hit pretty hard. It got hit the hardest. And some of the tech stocks took a beating. Some of the SPACs took a beating. But we have to realize, folks, where we've come just in the last 5 or 6 weeks, I mean, we are up big time. From that intraday low in the S&P through the high that we hit just 2 days ago, you're looking at a very big percentage-wise gain. I'm trying to get it up here, but my computer is extremely slow. I can't see that far. It's not showing me. Anyway, we're up about, let's call it 3250. We're up about 450 points, so about 15% in a matter of about 5 weeks. If we consolidate or have a little pullback, that's okay. We can't go up every day. I've been buying along the way for clients and for myself and for subscribers, and we're going to continue to buy on pullbacks. I did some more buying yesterday in weakness. That's what we want to do. But we can't be in the mindset of opening our portfolio and seeing green every day. Because I will tell you, talking to some clients at Penn Financial Group and my own portfolio, guys I work with, you open up the portfolio and you keep seeing green, 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 and you get accustomed to it. But unfortunately, it is not reality. Reality is we're going to have some down days. Reality is corrections happen once about every year, sometimes twice a year. Reality is you have bear markets every once in a while. I mean, things like this happen. So let's just be real when we log into it. But the point, what I'm trying to get across here is things still look pretty darn good. Things are still looking really great with the market. If we have a little pullback, it's okay. Do not worry. It's not the end of the world. If anything, have your watch list ready to buy on weakness. That is what you should be doing. Think long term, folks. The moment we start thinking short term, it's the biggest mistake. I used to give a lot of speeches back in the day to the individual investors, you know, anywhere from 10 people at an investment group to literally 5,000. And one thing I'd always get across is I'd ask people, you know, what are you, an investor or a trader? We're investors, we're investors, we're long term. You always had a couple traders in there, but we're long term investors. The problem is you can't be successful at long term investing with a short-term outlook. You can't let short-term news and fluctuations affect your long-term view and strategy in the market. Too many investors do that. They get so swept up in the short term. I mean, how many of you unfortunately sold in March and April? Raise your hand at home. I'm not raising mine because we didn't. How many of you bought in March and April? I will raise my hand for that. And it's like I'm raising it right above the money line sign. Because we did. We were live. You guys saw us here. Our subscribers know. Our clients know. We were buying. So again, things look good. So what is driving the market? You know, we're talking about stimulus. Are we going to get a stimulus bill done? I don't know. I hope to goodness, you know, the people out there that need it get it. COVID, most deaths ever in one day yesterday in the U.S. That sucks. So that's been in the news right now. And I got to tell you, when it comes to the stimulus, I will say I'm blessed enough to own several companies. One of them is a fitness studio here in Baltimore. We're looking to expand, to hire more people. We've done a lot for the community, and our wonderful mayor who got sworn in on Tuesday decided on Wednesday, one day, to try to make a name for himself, some young 36-year-old kid, and to shut down all dining, all restaurants, even outdoor. And shut down group classes. Fortunately, we have private classes too, so we can get by. But you know, it doesn't hurt us as much. It does hurt us, you know, the company might bring in money. But you know who it really hurts? Our employees, who rely on that money teaching those group classes every week to pay their car bill, to pay their rent, to pay for school. That's who it hurts. And that's what these people aren't realizing. So if you don't get them stimulus, you don't open up the damn economy, you better do something. You're going to have a lot of people with no money and not being able to pay bills, and that's going to have a trickle-down effect, folks. So hopefully our politicians actually do something. It sucks. They don't do shit. So stimulus probably coming at some point, if not this year. January is almost guaranteed. And if they do in January, not now, it's going to be over $1 trillion, and that's going to pump up the stock market and the economy. Valuations, I've been seeing a lot about valuations. CNN put out an article, they had some guys come on and talk about the CAPE, C-A-P-E. It's one way to look at valuations. The problem is, I've told you folks this so many times, you can't drive a car looking in the rearview mirror. It's just impossible. You look at the CAPE, they average the price to earnings ratio, which isn't okay, but not a very good way to look at valuations of a stock or the market, and they look backwards 10 years. Who the hell cares what happened in the last 10 years? We're looking forward. We invest what's going to be happening. And it sounds so simple, but it's not easy because people want to look in the past. We want to live in the past. Have you ever seen that scene at I Love Seinfeld where George is asking the clown at the birthday party of a daughter of one of the girls he's dating if he knew Bozo, and a guy didn't know Bozo. I think his name was Eric the Clown. Is actually played by Jon Favreau, who's hilarious. Politically, he's a mess, but he's funny, Jon Favreau. He did Elf, which is a great Christmas classic. But you know, he says, man, you're living in the past, man. You hung up some clown from the 60s. People are hung up in the past. We have to look forward. I don't care how much money you missed out on in your portfolio. I don't care how much money you lost in your portfolio. Don't tell me about 2000, what happened. It doesn't matter. It's 2021 very soon. We're looking for the roaring 2020s. That is what I'm here for, to get you looking forward. Put the damn blinders on. Don't care about what happened. I want you to learn from the past, but we can't dwell on the past. And the only way we're going to be successful investors, and the only successful investors I know, they look ahead. You take beatings along the way as an investor. If you're going to be an investor like me for over 20 years in the market, hopefully another 50 years, I'm going to take some beatings. You take it, you learn from it, you get up, and you move on. So don't look at this stuff about CNN being overvalued the market. It's terrible. It is absolutely garbage. All right, so as I mentioned, this is a special. Again, $49 for 1 year, which is half off. All the portfolios, my monthly newsletter, any alerts, and a $49 credit as well. And if you're already a member, call the number 800-219-8592 or email feedback@investorplace.com and they will hook you up with a deal. Just tell them I sent you, tell them you watch Moneyline, and the customer service teams knows. I already briefed them. They know it's coming. So give them a call and they'll take care of you. You know, we're not here nickel and dime anybody. We want to get in for the long term. As I just mentioned, this is a long journey here, folks. It's about winning the big war, not the battle. We're looking long term. All right, so let's take a look at a couple specs. I have a couple pulled up over here. I'm gonna throw my glasses on because it's tough to see with the glare. And I just have a random list. So these are not buys, sells, anything. But I'm gonna go through a couple of these specs and just give you my view. And this, of course, DraftKings was a spec and is now trading as DraftKings DKNG. I gotta tell you, I like the action I'm seeing in DraftKings. I liked how it's pulled back here. The only thing is, it is a bit rich in value. There's a couple other stocks out there, and even a SPAC that's not as quite as valued as DraftKings, but it looks good. And you know, I know things are shut down right now, but when sports get back and sports gambling really takes off, which it's going to, man, I think DraftKings could really be a big winner. So that is definitely one. I still have I don't have any exposure to it, but it's still on my watch list. We all know Switchback. That's the charging stations throughout. Man, this thing has run so much. I know a lot of the viewers out there, listeners, have this already. So if you have Switchback, which is SBE, is a symbol, hold on to it, let it run. Maybe take some off the table, you know, take that house money off and then play with, or take your money off, play with house money. Because if you got in then around 10, you're up 4x already. But I think this can go higher. I love the concept. And if Biden gets the bill passed for the, you know, what do you say, 500,000 charging stations for electric vehicles, you're going to see these stocks explode higher. So Switchback is definitely one to keep an eye on. And again, I have no idea what order these are going in. This is CIIC. What is CIIC? There's so many of them, I can't even keep up with them anymore. Oh, this is Arrival. So this is Arrival, which is the electric car vehicle company. You know, it ran up to almost 45, down to low 30s yesterday, a matter of 3 days that we saw that swing. Back to 37 today, near the height of session. Again, it ran up a lot. I'm not as big of a fan of this at 37, but it's in that hot space. But this could pull back to the mid-20s. I would not be really surprised. Here's one, MP Materials. This is one I will tell you I own for clients at Penn Financial Group. We got in much lower. We actually took some off the table yesterday. We sold half our position, locked in a gain of over 100%, over 120%. I can't remember what it was. But so we're happy with that. So we're playing with house money. I still love this. This is really the only pure play rare earth minerals mining company in the United States. So this is one to keep an eye on. You know, majority of rare earth minerals come from Mongolia area, China. So if we can get some US-based rare earth minerals, which are so important to battery technology, to defense, you name it, technology, this would be huge. So, you know, I'm rooting for this company for that big factor as well. Plus, again, I have some skin in the game with this one. Here's another one. This is HCCH. I gotta be honest with you, I am usually like, I memorize everything, but there's so many SPACs these days, I don't wanna mess them up and tell you which one's which. Oh, this is Fusion Fuel. Fusion Fuel is who they're gonna be merging with. So Fusion Fuel, let's see, they are, yeah, hydrogen, green energy. So I love the hydrogen market right now, which is why this is up at $23, as we said. They may have actually, did they change the symbol today? Let's see if they actually changed the symbol over. I think they might have. What is a new symbol going to be for fusion fuel? Let's see if we can find it for you. There we go. They changed it over. So it's going to be H2O, H2, I guess, because of hydrogen 2, I don't know. H2O, or I don't know, what is a hydrogen? I don't even know what the hell it is on the chart there. But that's a new symbol, H2O. But I'll go back and show you what action we've had. It's around $23. So for this one, which is going to be fusion fuel, as I just mentioned, I can't even get a quote anywhere here. Sorry, I'm trying to help you all out. Undefined. This says it's at 48.50 now. I don't know if I believe that. Anyway, I like the hydrogen. We'll come back. I'll get back on it next week. Give you guys a little bit more information on it. So let's see if we can keep going here. What's next? RMG, this is Romeo. This is battery play. You know, I'm surprised it's actually not up more. This is RMG Acquisition Corp. It's at 1975. It's up about 4.5% today. If you look at some of the moves we've seen in semi SPACs, $35, $40, you would think that maybe this might be higher. If this pulls back to 15, 16, 17, which it very easily could in tomorrow, even today, I might take a look at it. I don't have any exposure to it, but that one's interesting to me. This is actually a SPAC. This is why one of the least exciting for most people. This is Utz Brands. If you grew up in Pennsylvania like me, we had Utz Brands potato chips all the time, and I am a potato chip freak. I don't like sweets. I eat some dark chocolate here and there, but I don't like sweets, but I love salty food and I love potato chips, and Utz is one of my favorites. And it's actually a nice looking company. I like it right here at $19. It's not my typical roaring 2020s, but it's not a bad company. We can diversify our portfolios, folks. Lordstown Motors is RIDE, R-I-D-E. As you know, they have a partly owned by Workhorse, WKHS, which we love. This has really pulled back from a 30 level down to 19 today. They got a downgrade recently, just this morning, I believe. I still like this. I still like Workhorse better, though. And let's do two more. Nikola, you know I hate this. And I've been telling you I don't like this for a long time. When I was at 80, I didn't like it. When I was at 70, I didn't like it. When I was at 40, I didn't like it. Now it's at 1826, and I still don't like it. All right? So don't get mad at me. Helion, H-Y-L-N. Not a big fan of this one right here either. I just think they've got a little bit ahead of itself. It was one of the first EV-related SPACs to go. I think there's better ones out there. All right, I'll give you two more just because I like you. Pivotal, PIC. This is XL Fleet, another one where it's EVs. I do like this company. I'd look for a pullback, though. It's at 1680 right now. Probably down around 14, I'd give it a shot. And then there's Fisker, FSR. I don't like Fisker either. That's one I don't like. I don't want to end on a negative note. I want to end on a good note. Newborn Acquisition Corp, NBAC. I think you all know that I actually had this one. I owned it for like a very short time, and I sold it. So I don't have it anymore. So we have no exposure to it. But this is one where it's NUV, is it going to be the name of the company, N-U-V-V-E. The new symbol, I don't know what the new symbol is going to be here. Let me see if I find out what it's going to be. I can't see what it is, but so NUV is what they do is, I actually forget what they do. Oh, they are, its symbol is going to be NVVE, charging basically. Yeah, the solar charging. Okay, I remember what they are now. I completely forgot. So there's a couple of charging ones out there. Blink's obviously going, ChargePoint's going, which is SBE. So this is one I do like though. And again, maybe a little bit of pullback. All this stuff got ahead of itself. You see that huge rally there. It's coming back a bit from there. So it is one to keep an eye on. And one more that a lot of people keep asking about, and I'm going to put it in there just because I keep getting a lot of people to ask about it, is THCB, which is right now it's Tuscan Holdings, but it will be, it was going to be, believe it or not, cannabis related. You could probably see by THC. But it's not though. It's going to be merging with Microvast. So it's going to be merging with Microvast. It looks like it's toward the end. Should be coming up soon, actually. They develop high power batteries for things like buses and taxis. So again, you're looking at a battery play. You know, I love batteries. So let's touch on one more because people keep asking about this, and this is nuts. And you all know I love. Solid-state batteries, QuantumScape, QS. I mean, look at a rally on this. Would I buy it here? No, it's way too high. I wish we had some. We don't have any right now. But on a pullback, likely it might take weeks, months, till this gets to a level I like, but not right now. All right, so I just want to cover some SPACs for you there because I know everybody keeps asking about them. And we are going to be coming out with a calendar that lists all SPACs that come out and announce. For example, we talked about RMG, right? So RMG is merging with Romeo, the battery company. Well, there's a new one now, RMG, the same company is coming out with RMG Acquisition Corp. 2. So you can see here, RMGBU is the units. So units are the only thing trading right now. It just came out today. I think they priced it about $300 million they raised through the IPO, and it trades as units for a little while, then it splits off. So the units come with one share of the regular SPAC stock, and then one third of a warrant. I think that's going to be exercisable at $11.50 per share. And what a warrant is, it's similar to an option, but it gives you the option to buy a stock at the strike price. So when it splits, let's say one day this is trading at RMGB is trading at $13.50, and the strike price on a warrant's $11.50. So if you were to exercise your warrant and get it and buy at $11.50, you're already up $2. So that warrant's going to trade at $2 at least, most likely higher. It has a value based into it. So you'll see this. That's my very quick explanation. I'll go into like an educational one on this at one point. But warrants basically give you the right to buy that underlying stock at the strike price. And the strike price on this SPAC is at $11.50. So when the warrants spin off, you're paying for the right to buy at $11.50. So say it's still trading at $10.30. The warrants might be trading for $1. So if you're paying $1 for it, you need to go to at least $12.50 to get your money back. Just so you know, it's an easy way to figure that out. But this company's looking, they didn't really say what they're really looking for, but they have a strong focus on ESG and sustainability, but they're looking for a growth company between $1 to $4 billion is what they're looking at. So this is a new SPAC that just came out. And another new, so our calendar is going to have all the new ones when they come out, what they're looking at, talking about the price, the team behind it. We'll also announce all the SPACs when they make a deal, when they announce a deal, and we'll also have when they get changed over from, let's say, you know, a QuantumScape goes to QS, so you know when it goes over, and we'll talk about the warrants. We're going to be basically the insiders to all SPACs. We're going to be the end-all, be-all of information. I'm going to be working on that, hopefully launching it in January at some point, but I cannot wait to get that rolling. I'm super excited to get that out. But another one out there is DGNR. This one's interesting. Dragonair Growth Opportunities. This is a SPAC that you think, okay, Matt, what are they buying? You know, it's a price at $10. What are they buying? It's at 1322 DGNR. They haven't announced it yet. But the guys that are behind this and gals behind this, before what they've done in their career before this, Dragonair is known very well of investing in companies, private companies. They've invested in Alibaba, Atlassian, Datadog, Uber, Snowflake, Spotify, Slack, which was just bought by Salesforce.com. I mean, they invest some big stuff. So people are pricing in, they're going to get a big, big winner out there. There's another one by the same company too, which is DGNS, Dragonair Growth Opportunities Corporation 2. This one's only $11.35. So maybe they're thinking the first one's going to get the big deal. This will get the next best deal. I don't know. But I wanted to put those out to you because it's kind of strange how that's happening. And as far as recent deals, VSPR is going to be merging with a company called Hydrafacial. It's about a $1.1 billion deal. Again, isn't our typical high growth type stock, but I will say, I get Hydrafacials. I love them. The skincare business is freaking huge. The aesthetic business is huge. I have a friend who owns a business. That's where I go get mine done. She's booming. Things are going well. So this might be one to keep an eye on. Again, it's not our typical one. And also, we're going to let you know when symbols change. Trine, as you know, TRNE, is now Desktop Metal, DM. Stock's down 5.5% today, but still has had a hell of a run. So Desktop Metal's now DM. They changed their name. So congratulations, that finally went through. And then also, as I mentioned, when deals are announced. Here's one that was just announced today. Silver Spike Acquisition Corp, SSPK. They are going to be merging with Weed Maps. Yes, that is very cannabis related, as you can speculate there. So Weed Maps really kind of helps connect buyers, sellers, gets dispensaries out there. You know, I knew a guy for a while had a similar company, and it didn't do too well. It was publicly traded. I don't even know if it's still publicly traded. The company said that they've been public, or sorry, that they've been around 12 years, been making revenue and profitable all that entire time. That seems like a big move for a company, though, that size. I'd have to do more and look into it. Yes, it will decriminalization, eventually legalization of marijuana be huge for this industry? Absolutely. I just think that's a big move, so I'd hold off on it right now, but I want to touch on that. And now we need to, before we get into a couple stocks, is talk about two major IPOs this week. DoorDash and Airbnb. Airbnb obviously will be the biggest one this year. They priced it at $68. Let's see if it's open yet. I don't know if it's open yet, but it was indicated to open at $145 a share. It's not open yet, I apologize. But if it opens, we'll see it tick up on here. I'll keep this up for right now. So it's not open as of yet, but man, oh man, I will tell you this. Let's look at DoorDash actually, because they went public yesterday, started trading. And look at DoorDash, down today 6% to 177 and change. I would stay far away from DoorDash. It's valued at about 5 to 6 times Grubhub, which I like and I own for clients. Grubhub, and the revenue is not even 2 times more than it. So it's so overvalued to Grubhub. Grubhub owns Seamless, which I like Seamless. I like Uber Eats better. I don't like DoorDash. So to me, competition's stiff in there. Wow. I think this is so overvalued right now. So what I did for you, because I like you all, and you get me to 10,000, is I came up with some IPOs this week you never heard of, but they're much better opportunities than these two. All right, let's start with one. It's supposed to start trading today. Let's see if it has. If not, it's okay. We'll see. It is not even listed up there yet. So I'm sorry for that light. I had the worst timing. Nobody even goes in that side of the office ever, except for they empty the trash cans of somebody, of nobody who goes in there, and it seems like it's always when I'm doing the show. So I apologize. I have to put a sign up, don't go in during the show. It's crazy. So let's go to number one, and I'll tell you just what the symbol is. It's ABC, as in ABCs, ABCL, L as in Larry. Abcellera is the name of it. It is a AI-powered drug discovery platform for antibody therapies. So they use AI for drug discovery, which you know I love. This is the future of drug discovery. And what it does is searches and analyzes this huge database of natural immune systems and looks for antibodies that can be developed into drugs. I mean, does that sound like anything we need right now? I mean, my goodness. They have a ton of partnerships. So they don't actually have their own pipeline. They have partnerships with drug companies. As of the end of September, 94 drug discovery programs that are either completed, in progress, or under contract with 26 different partners. They were founded in 2012. They had $28 million in revenue for the 12 months that ended September. It's not a lot, but it's up 200% over the last year. And they'll be trading, as I said, ABCL. And not a huge deal. Looking to raise about $400 million. But still, this is the type of deal and type of IPO in a week where DoorDash and Airbnb come out that is completely overlooked. So this one to keep an eye on. Obviously, I never buy IPOs when I first start trading. I'll cover this again in a week or two and see what they look like, but I'm just giving you ideas outside of DoorDash, Airbnb, because there are much better ones out there, in my opinion. Another one is C3.ai. I think of C3PO when I think this, but C3.ai. This one did go public this week, and you can see here, this thing is up 34% today. It's up to 123, unbelievable. Man, this thing has been unbelievable. So this is founded by Tom Siebel, S-I-E-B-E-L. He had a company, he worked at Oracle. Then he went and started a company called Siebel Systems back in the day. You might remember it. It was publicly traded. And then Oracle came and bought Siebel Systems in 06 for $6 billion. This AI is getting big, big press because Siebel has this pedigree of success in the past. And of course, AI is big. They are lucky ones to get this symbol AI, which is pretty cool. But the price at $42 a share, the upper end of the range, and now it's at 124. I would never chase something at this there, even if I think it's a great company. And what's amazing about this is, for their growth that ended in April, they had 75% year-over-year growth. And since then, the 6 months since then, their year-over-year revenue growth is only 11%. The pandemic's really hurt them. And they're really, valuation-wise, I mean, it is high. You thought Snowflake was high, and it is. Snowflake's still much higher than this. But this is really high. However, again, it goes on my watch list. It uses predictive analysis software, AI software, machine learning to help enterprises. I mean, that is the future. So it is one to keep an eye on. Another one that went public this week is PubMatic, P-U-B-M. Right now it's trading at 27.70, down about 6% today. PubMatic came in public at about a $1.3 billion company, so not as big as some of these others. They're a cloud infrastructure platform, but what they do is it enables real-time advertising transactions, which we all know, like people are looking for real-time advertising online, using the cloud for that, machine learning to do it. So there's AI involved in all that with the algorithms that the machine learning is doing. So again, another AI play. In September of this year, the platform processed approximately 134 billion ad impressions daily. 134 billion ad impressions daily. So man, oh man, this is a major player. They were founded in 06, so they've been around 14 years. They did 127 million in revenue for the 12 months that ended in September. And one to keep an eye on. Again, I'm not saying any of these are buys right now at all. I'm saying these are alternatives to DoorDash and Airbnb, which I'd stay far away from. And the last one we have is Seer, S-E-E-R, which started trading on Monday. And it's been going up since then. It's up around 70 bucks right now, another 5.5% today. So they use next-gen genome sequencing. Next-gen systems they use nanoparticles to analyze human proteome. So similar to like next-gen genome sequencing, they have a new way of looking through protein analysis, and this will open up new ways for research, drug development again, diagnostic tests, early detection of diseases, all stuff that we love. They estimate the proteomics, proteomics? I don't know, I'm butchering this word. Anyway, you all know what I mean. The market right now is about $32 billion, that it will double in the next 4 years to $64 billion. I love that. They have zero revenue, so it's at a pre-revenue valuation of $4 billion. That is high. The thing is, though, if you look at something like this, the upside is big. Again, I don't chase it here, but it has everything we want. It has the ability to discover drugs in a new way, the ability to detect diseases in a new way. It's just what you want. I mean, it really is in a company. No revenue. They don't plan any commercialization of anything until late 2021, early 22. So it's something to keep an eye on as well. So those are four stocks, IPOs, I want you to keep an eye on. All right, because it is our 10,000 anniversary show. I'm also going to go through real quick five stocks that they're random that I like that are coming up my watch list. One is JD.com. You all probably have heard of this. This is one of the major e-retailers and tech companies in China. Really, it's number two for me behind Alibaba. Tencent's a little different, but Alibaba right behind them. This is pulled back from an all-time high. This was in our power portfolio that Louis Navlier and I did last year, and we sold it. That's why I'm talking about it now. And that had a huge gain for us. But this pullback here, man, I love this support around this $80 level. I have zero exposure to it now. It's been down five consecutive days. This is when you're buying a weakness, in my opinion. I love JD here as a long-term core holding in a portfolio. Another one, and we're sticking with a theme here, you'll see in a minute. ADYEY. This is Adyen. And they just actually came out and announced they just extended their deal with Microsoft. So this is one I like. They are a payment processing company and based over in Europe. And it's a big company, multi-billion dollar company. But look at that chart. I mean, that's a really fantastic looking chart, folks. And I can look at it a little bit further here for you. And as you can see, this is a hell of a looking chart. And payment processing, this is where you want to be. Again, this is where things are going. So, and a big deal with Microsoft. They've been working with them since 2015. So what's the theme so far? If you didn't get it yet, it's international stocks. LEGN is the next one. Legend Biotech, Chinese biotech. And I've done so well in Chinese biotech. I got to say I'm one of the first people ever to recommend Chinese biotech stocks, in my opinion. This is an IPO that got hit. It started to rally back about 2 weeks ago. Now it's fallen the last couple of days. If it holds 27, I really like it. The long term for this company, the outlook is really, really impressive. The problem is, you know, with biotech, you have to be patient. You have to be willing to wait for the clinical trials to go through. It's about a $3.8 billion company. To me, this is very undervalued. If you look at the revenue projections, for this year, projecting revenue about $49 million. Last year was a little bit more than that, so it fell a little, but that's not what we're looking at. I'm looking at 2024, where revenue expectations are $1.7 billion. If we get there, the stock is up multiple times higher. So that's where I'm looking at for that. Another one, we're sticking with China, is Vianet, V-N-E-T. And let's take a look at that chart. You know, it's I love this looking chart. I love how it kind of gets bunched up there, starting to work its way up. Some big volume coming into the stock. They provide cloud-neutral internet data centers. So internet data, cloud, I mean, think of the demand for that. They offer it to small and mid-sized companies in China, as I mentioned. But again, you look at revenue, last year revenue, 3.8 billion yuan, going up to 10.6 billion yuan in 4 years. Love what I see. You want to see that. Becoming profitable in 2 years, that's what you want, folks. And one more is going to go to a completely different region from there. Well, I guess not completely. I guess it's still part half Asia. Is Yandex, which is a Russian company. And this is kind of the Russian Google. They are the internet search leader in Russia. And they're pushing out Google more and more. They're gaining market share from Google. They are also very big into autonomous vehicles, very much like Google is with Waymo. So I really like this. We actually own this for clients at Penn Financial Group, for full disclosure. We got in a little while ago. I like this stock a lot. If it closes here, it's a couple of ticks from an all-time high. It's right around 70 bucks. This has big, big upside to me. People hate the fact when they see Russia, they think, oh my God, I can't invest in it. But this is a real company, folks. I really do like this one. So there you go. There are five stocks that I like now. I also shared four IPOs that are alternatives to Airbnb and Dash. We went through a ton of SPACs for you. Man, oh man, thank you so much for getting us to 10,000. We're all within a couple ticks of 10,000 on Twitter. Remember, if you want to follow me, Matthew McCall. And again, our special. Investment Opportunities, which has multiple portfolios. You get access to all of them the moment we sign you up, for $49 for the year. And you get a $49 credit towards anything else I sell. And again, this is the monthly issues that go out. It is... And I'm not even just saying this. You get some really good, I mean, if you get one good stock out of it for 49 bucks and a $49 credit, heck, that, I did pay that all day personally. So please check it out. Give us a call to get it. If you're already a member, thank you so much. And we will hook you up with an upgrade, extend it, get another service, whatever it might be. My customer service team is waiting and they will take care of you. The number is 1-800-219-8592, 1-800-219-8592. And don't forget, the coupon code is 10K. That is our special, the 10K special. And if you want to email us, we can get you set up that way too. Some people like to talk on the phone like myself. Feedback@investorplace.com. Feedback@investorplace.com. Just reference our special 10K coupon code. All right, everybody. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Get us to 10K. You have a wonderful weekend. I got a little thing I got to do tomorrow, so I won't be around. But I'll be back next week. Next week, we'll be back Tuesday. And a lot of people asked about this. Let me tease what's coming up. Has anybody heard of BITW? Bitwise, the new way to buy into Bitcoin index? Well, Matt Hogan, who's a chief investment officer, a buddy of mine I've known for a long, long time. Man, we were in Amsterdam together years ago at a conference, over 10 years ago. I remember eating Indonesian food at this great place, getting drunk. He's going to be on next Tuesday. He's a CIO, the chief investment officer behind this, that now the average person can buy an index that tracks cryptocurrencies. We're going to get all the insights. That's coming up next Tuesday. And of course, I'll have my own show next Tuesday too, give you some updates on SPACs and what's going on. All right, everybody, thank you so much. Go out there, hug somebody, love them. Be safe this weekend. We need you back here Tuesday. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you so much. I'm Matt McCall, and this has been your Moneyline.
With Matt McCall. To find more information, head over to McCallMoneyWire.com. That's McCallMoneyWire.com.